Hey everyone. Welcome back to Let That Stuff Go, your daily dose of releasing affirmations to help you live a lighter, brighter life. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and today we're diving into something that feels seriously good, the power of gratitude. Ever notice how even on the toughest days, there's always something to be thankful for? A warm cup of coffee, a funny text from a friend, or even just that feeling of sunshine on your skin. It might seem small, but those little things can make a world of difference. Now, I know what you're thinking, Laura, easy there with the rainbows and butterflies, life throws some serious curveballs sometimes. And you're right, it does. But hear me out. Gratitude isn't about ignoring the bad stuff, it's about choosing to focus on the good, even when things are tough. Think of it like this, we often get caught up in the drama, worrying about what we don't have or haven't achieved yet. Gratitude flips that script, reminding us to appreciate what we already have and celebrate those wins, big and small. So, why does gratitude matter? Well, research shows it can actually make you happier, healthier, and more resilient. Seriously. When we focus on the positive, our brains release feel-good chemicals like dopamine and serotonin, boosting our mood and reducing stress. Plus, practicing gratitude helps us cultivate a sense of contentment and appreciation for the journey, rather than constantly chasing some elusive finish line. Here are 5 key takeaways to supercharge your gratitude game. 1. Make it a habit. You wouldn't expect to become a marathon runner overnight, would you? Gratitude is like that, it takes practice. Start small by dedicating a few minutes each day to jot down things you're thankful for in a journal, send a quick thank you text to someone who deserves it, or simply take a moment to savor the little moments that bring you joy. 2. Go beyond the obvious. Think beyond material possessions and career accomplishments. Be grateful for experiences, relationships, your health, even challenges that have helped you grow. Remember, gratitude is about recognizing the richness in every aspect of your life. 3. Practice mindful appreciation. Instead of rushing through your day, take time to truly savor each experience. Notice the warmth of the sun on your face, the taste of your morning coffee, or the sound of laughter shared with loved ones. These simple acts of mindfulness can amplify your sense of gratitude. 4. Express your thanks. Don't keep those good vibes bottled up. Tell people how much you appreciate them. A genuine thank you goes a long way. It not only brightens their day, but also reinforces your own feelings of gratitude. 5. Be kind to yourself. Remember, practicing gratitude is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when it feels harder than others. Be patient with yourself, forgive any slip-ups, and keep coming back to practice. Every little step counts. Ever feel like you're stuck in a negative thought loop? You know that feeling when your mind replays all the things that went wrong, leaving you feeling drained and discouraged. Well, gratitude can be your secret weapon against negativity. When you shift your focus to what's good, those dark thoughts tend to lose their power. It's like flipping a switch in your brain, suddenly there's more space for positivity and hope. Let me share a real-life example. Last week, I was feeling overwhelmed with deadlines and errands. To top it off, my favorite coffee shop messed up my order. I was ready to throw in the towel and call it quits. Then I stopped myself and took a few deep breaths. I started thinking about all the things I was grateful for. My cozy apartment, my supportive friends, even that weird but surprisingly delicious new flavor of tea I tried. It was like a little mental reset button. My mood instantly lifted and I felt a renewed sense of energy to tackle the rest of my day. So remember, you have the power to choose your thoughts and focus on what truly matters. By practicing gratitude daily, you can transform your mindset, cultivate inner peace, and live a more fulfilling life. Let's wrap this up with some key takeaways. Gratitude isn't just about being positive, it's about recognizing and appreciating the good in every moment. Remember to make it a habit, go beyond the obvious, express your thanks, and be kind to yourself along the way. Now, I want to hear from you. What are you grateful for today? Share your thoughts with me on social media using the #LetItStuffGo. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you never miss a daily dose of inspiration and affirmation. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.